Talking to God can feel intimidating. Our desire is to help you feel confident yet comfortable in your times of prayer. Here's the Talking to God podcast with Pastor Chad.
Why is pain part of our human experience? All Christians experience pain, but in the back of our minds, we tell ourselves that it shouldn't be part of our human experience as a Christian. I don't know. Maybe it's the entitlement in us that believes our lives should be as perfect as our Instagram accounts make us seem. Or maybe it's an altered theology that unknowingly promised us a perfect life after receiving Christ. Or maybe there's just a tiny primal seed left in us from the creation in Genesis 1 that declares that all that God created is good and that we were made for shalom and flourishing. Whatever story we're telling ourselves about pain and suffering, what we know to be true from human experiences, we all suffer. This was the teaching of the Apostle Paul and Barnabas in the early church. Acts 14:22 says, "They encouraged them to continue in their faith, reminding them that we must suffer many hardships." Are you feeling pain and suffering right now? God knows your pain. A wrong view of prayer is that it's about petitions or asking God for something. But the process of prayer is actually to align our hearts with God. So let's right now take the time to just be honest with God. Our first prayer is a breathing prayer. A breathing prayer is taking a huge gasp of air in, and as you breathe out, say something simple. It's an action that we are releasing our care back to the Lord. Let's do it together. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, say out loud, "I am suffering, Lord." Breathe in. As you breathe out, say, "Lord, I am in pain." Breathe in. Now proclaim whatever it is in your heart to the Lord. Now, with words given to us from the Book of Common Prayer, let us pray a prayer in time of suffering or weakness. Dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I hold up all my weakness to your strength, my failure to your faithfulness, my sinfulness to your perfection, my loneliness to your compassion, my little pains to your great agony on the cross. I pray that you will cleanse me, strengthen me, guide me, so that in all ways my life may be lived as you would have it lived, without cowardice and for you alone. Show me how to live in true humility, true remorse, and true love. We pray. Amen. St. Augustine said, "Let me know myself and let me know you, God." As we know more about ourselves, we know about God. What makes us human is our ability to feel, and it is through our human experience of that emotion that we begin to understand ourselves and the Lord. What are you feeling right now in the midst of your pain? The Psalms are a great place for us in the Bible where people express their unedited feelings to God. They become a great place for us to pray and filter our feelings out as we give them to the Lord. Let's pray Psalm 13 today. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eye, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. I pray this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our meditation on pain and suffering would be completely shallow if we didn't consider the pain and suffering of Jesus. Romans 3 is a powerful place that teaches us about Christ's suffering. It starts in verse 23, that well-known verse, "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard." Here it teaches us that our falling short is that we have sinned. But I also believe that it means because of sin, we also fall short of God's flourishing, which would be God's glorious standard. It speaks not just to our distance from God's glory, but simply that sin pushes us away from God, away from constant fellowship, away from flourishing, which results in suffering and pain. It goes on in verse 24, "Yet in His grace, He freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins." Paul teaches us that God does what we cannot do for ourselves. God brings us back to Himself. And it tells us how in verse 25, "For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin." God's elimination of suffering comes through other suffering. Yes, through Jesus' suffering. This piece of information becomes important as we pray for our own pain and suffering. God doesn't just zap it gone, but it's eliminated through the suffering of Jesus. We need to be reminded that He understands our pain and promises a day when it will altogether be eradicated. Revelation 21:4 says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain." Let's pray to the Lord. Father, it is in Your suffering that we learn that our suffering is temporary. You provide a way for flourishing again. Today we bring our pain, we bring our suffering, we bring our concern, our heartache, and our tears to You, and we rest them at the feet of the finished work of Jesus. We believe that death could not hold You. We believe that You silenced the boast of sin and the grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of Your glory, for You are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, You reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. And it is in this declaration that we leave our pain before You, we align our hearts to You, and we plead for Your care in our distress. We pray that Your kingdom come to earth as it is in heaven. Lord, bring quickly the day when there will no longer be tears or sorrow or crying or pain. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that freedom that only the suffering of Jesus can bring. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Talking to God. If you know a friend who could benefit from this kind of prayer podcast, share it with them. And if you're in need of more prayer, text the word CHAD, that's C-H-A-D, to 91979, because talking to God should be easy.